Come
Not
on,
like this
Wang,
is our
let's
first
go.
episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boys at the 1973 podcast, and welcome to the little engine that could. 100 episodes. They said it couldn't be done. They challenged the Chiefs, the toughest team in the Federal League, right, Ed? They
That's
called
right.
us names.
Calling his name, stick down, stick him to his side. You know, come on.
Let them know
There
you're
you
there.
go.
Let them know you're there. Well, we are here, and according to the professor, we're down in our views. So after this week, hopefully, we're going to pop the channel. So let's go.
Hey, we'll get to five.
Maybe 10. Let's shoot for double digits this week, right?
Hey, maybe 10.
Triple digits would be nice. 100 episodes, 100 views. Let's go. So this week, we're going to go total best of, have some fun, round table with the guys, talk about funny moments, favorite stuff, where we're going, what we've done, and yeah, we're gonna just hit it hard. And I want to start with a new segment that we really, I think, everybody enjoys. It's one watch. Everybody knows the rules. I want to know from. We'll start with Edwin because it's kind of your segment.
It is my second.
Okay.
All right. Hey, don't be
Maybe.
cheap. Buy a shirt, bonfire.com, and check us out on the link down below. I cut it
Somebody on the
short, Tank,
podcast
because
just bought a new shirt this week. Credit to Scotty. New one out this week. So check it out. Buy a shirt. Edwin, favorite
well,
movie that we've reviewed so far, and what do you think about the segment going forward?
First and foremost, I love the segment. I think it's great. I think it's definitely a great way to transition from the emails that so a certain particular person called us out on the thread, Mr. Brown. You know, not tossing any names out here. You know, the CTE, I remember things like that, you know. I'd have to say favorite movie that we have reviewed is kind of like, I'm gonna have to say, well, you know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah,
That's my favorite
kind
one.
of, yeah. Thomas, favorite movie we've reviewed so far, and what do you think of the segment?
Let me just first off start off by saying Ed's wrong, but that's okay.
I'm
No,
wrong. How am I wrong?
my
How am I
favorite
wrong?
movie
I
is
like for I
that
like
we've
for you to
reviewed.
tell me how I'm wrong.
Out of all
Is
these
that because
movies,
you eat Snickers bars upside down?
it's okay, Ed. That's okay. We're going to get to that later on. I'm going with Shawshank Redemption. I think it the record speaks for itself, and I think the points for our rating, I think, speaks for itself. But I just think it was the best movie, and I think, you know what? I have to say I like the segment, but we're all being too nice. You know, we got to start putting in some movies. So just be prepared for my next turn. Y'all going to be crying.
On Golden
Okay.
Pond?
Might be laughter, might be what the fuck, but you're gonna be laughing and crying at the same time.
Well, you know, we didn't start right out. I'll jump in real quick on this one. I love the segment. I think it's great. I think it involves who's ever on that week. We can, you know, it's low hanging fruit right now. It's all favorites. It's all stuff we love just to kind of, you know, get a baseline going. Once we get things kind of taken care of, and like Brad's pick with Scrooge, I had never seen it before, so I watched it, and Tom picked Ocean's 11, one of his favorites. Would have been on my list is right now, maybe somewhere down the line. But I like Fast Times just because of, you know, the lore behind it. It's just one of the ones that I really love. So I think it's a great segment for talking points. And I was discussing something with the Phantom about analytics with discussions and point counterpoints, and I think it works well when we have people coming in, coming out, plus the regular crew. So I think overall that the emails were tough for me because after a while it got to be there were a lot of the same stuff, a lot of stuff we've talked about. Maybe there's some newer people that had never watched the show and sent something in, hoping to hear. Their email talked about. So I think it's a great segment and it involves everybody. So Scotty, favorite movie we've reviewed so far, your
All
opinion.
right. So I like the segment. I absolutely do. I like what Tommy was saying, that throwing something out there that you guys haven't seen and kind of make you watch something that, you know, traditionally we would not watch, right? Because we're all generally within the same demographic. We've seen the same movies, right? So I enjoyed watching last week's. We're literally watching you pretty much all, you know, essentially get a chubby when talking about Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It was like seeing you all hit puberty all at once, you know, all kind of eyes back going, oh yeah, they all struck it out to that one.
So did Judge Reinhold, right?
Yeah, exactly, right? You know, in the mirror, but you guys were, you know, you're at the VCR, right? Keep rewinding to that one spot because it wasn't that long of a scene.
Iconic, though, you gotta admit.
Excellent, excellent one.
Shaggy, thoughts on the where we are with the movie reviews and your favorite movie we've reviewed so far?
Yeah, I'm loving the segment because, like you said, like right now it's easy ones that everyone loves, but down the road, you know, we're definitely going to hit some ones that some people haven't seen or ones that we haven't watched in a long time. And like it's like I said, everyone's got an opinion on movies, so it's a great segment and stuff. I gotta admit, my favorite one I think was like Die Hard because I mean I know it's a great movie, but like I haven't seen it in like 25 years. I went back and watched it. I was like, holy shit, I forgot how good it was.
Yeah, I think it's great because even if you haven't watched the movie in a while, and even if you think that you know the movie like totally start to finish, it does give you some kind of a homework to do where you're gonna talk about it and you're gonna talk with the boys, and whether you get chirped about it or not, it's still part of the whole process of having fun with it. You know, not everything's gonna be a Rogue 10, but you know that's
Rogue
top
One,
the scale is Rogue 10. In a
best
Rogue
Star Wars
10.
movie, the best Star Wars movie that was ever made.
Bradford,
I'll
you have
die
the
on that.
floor.
I
Thoughts on
love
the
the
segment?
segment, love the segment. I hate every one of you and your taste in movies and how you rate them. Once I found out that the only measurement of what you consider a good movie is if it's quotable,
Nope.
now I just cherry pick my movies.
Nope.
Oh, is it quotable? Oh, we'll watch it. This would be a good one for the boys. If it's not quotable, I take it off my list.
You
I'm
think you hate me
surprised
now?
that
Wait until you see what I pick.
I was surprised that Shawshank Redemption made the list. I feel like that movie was like way above the IQ of an intelligent factor of this group. But
Oh,
you
damn,
know, it's a highly rated movie. We all enjoyed it, so it is what it is. My favorite movie so far is we did Old School, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one of like my top 10 comedies. It was just fun to sit down and have an excuse to watch it. Just go back and just remember and reminisce, you know, all the good times with the boys, quoting that movie. So so that was one of my favorite.
With boys or with the boys?
With
Oh.
the boys. What are you talking about?
The
Diddy over here.
professor has checked in. Ding, ding.
Well, check out,
Brad's
God damn
address is in Mississippi. He wants all the lotion sent there.
it.
Just saying, before we get to the Phantom, there is no Corey check to be on this podcast. I'm just saying. Phantom, thoughts on the episode, I mean the segment, and thoughts on favorite movie we've done so far.
Yeah, I think that everybody's pretty much is all on board with doing it. It's a lot of fun. Like I said, it's nice when if somebody throws something out there that you haven't seen in a while, and you can kind of like test it against your own score of what you thought in your head, and when you rewatch it, be like, oh, all right, see if it holds up and that kind of thing. But my favorite part of it is like just the debate of it. So like my favorite movie that we did was Shawshank Redemption, but my favorite review is Rogue One. Because Brad took a movie that, for the most part, I think that, like when he threw it out there, I'm like, I'm rating that movie wicked high. But Brad came out, he came out first, and he hit it with that 10 spot, and it was like it just opened up the debate of a movie that you already love, but you're not just like, it's not that high. Like I don't think too many people had it that high, so it just made it fun to talk about it, and you know. It makes you talk bad about a movie that you love just because you want to just go at somebody. So it that's what I think the whole idea of the podcast to me is like the difference of opinions. It kind of, I think it's a little bit boring if we're all aligned. I kind of like when we're throwing out some movies. Yeah, like Tom was saying, like throw out some tweeners. Let's see if somebody's like that movie sucks and somebody loves it. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm gonna play lawyer for the Phantom. This has come from a guy with a Star Wars poster right in back of his head. So Brad, you can't hate on it. Can't hate on it.
And I can, and I will.
Listen, you fucked up the professor with your score. You had him kayfabed that was your actual score, and then you dialed it back, and it screwed up the whole algorithm.
Brad just thought he was playing quarterback. He was throwing out numbers. All I was waiting for was hike. 8.3, 9.6, 10, hike.
Defense.
Something like that.
Is there anything that you guys think we should change about that segment, or do you think we're pretty much spot on with how we do it? Roundtable, the review, how we just rotate with everybody gets a pick different week. You come on, you can pick, you can review.
I think everybody interactive. We can ask the fans or fan, whatever we have. To write in the
there's four of them, Thomas. Come on now,
and just say what they want us to review.
Yeah, put it in the comments section. Clean.
Long as it's not a porn movie.
Yeah,
I like it when everybody gets their you want everybody to get their fair say, but when say we're bouncing around six guys and you're number six, pretty much a lot of times everything has kind of been said. So I kind of like it when it's like a little bit free flowing where we could just like throw a movie out there and you can kind of come in and out of what you think, but it gets a little choppy there if we start talking over each other. So I guess you gotta kind of let everybody talk and just like kind of wait your turn. But I like it when it's like a little bit more free flowing when then everybody just takes their turn, says their piece, and then we just move on.
Yeah. Well, I try to keep it within that box of that 1 hour or a little bit over it or a little bit under it, depending on the content of the week. But that I think it's been great. So going forward next week, what are we doing, Ed, next week? What's our review?
We are doing Slapshot.
Bradford, we're waiting on you, bud.
Putting on the foil.
I cannot wait.
Trade me right fucking now.
Brad, I don't know if you know this or not. This movie might be a little quotable.
Everybody's talking at the same time. You guys got to take turns. I've already tried watching it twice. I'm 6.5 minutes. Guys, shut up so I can talk. I'm 6.5. Ed, I'm 6.5 minutes in.
Go fish, Brad.
I'm going to have to re-rent it on Prime because I only rented it for 2 days.
Oh, no.
I've tried watching it twice. I can't get through it. It's not my thing.
But let's be honest now. You've spent all your money on our t-shirts, so you don't have enough money to rent it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go sell some t-shirts on the side of the road.
But Suzanne sucks pussy.
This damn movie again.
Oh, Bradford, we love you.
Can't get through it, guys. I'm sorry.
You cannot get through it.
I'm going to try again. I'm going to give it an honest third try. It's not an HD? Huh?
I said, Brad started watching and says, what? It's not in HD?
Brad. No. Brad. I'm going to.
Hey, time out. Okay. Let me talk to Brad's soul for a second.
Oh, Brad. God.
Brad.
You want to talk to my what? The voice hole?
No, I'm going to talk to your soul. Hold on. I'm gonna be nice here for a second. So relax. Okay? Relax. I'm a professional. Look, this is an iconic movie. It's one of Andy's favorites. It's one of Tom's favorites. One of Sky's favorites. One of Ryan's favorites. One of Shaggy's favorites. And one of mine. Okay? This is something that it is a fantastic movie. Paul Newman is in it.
Yeah, he is.
So just open-minded. Sit down. Pour yourself a nice 4 fingers of bourbon. Drop a nice big cube in. And just relax. And watch the movie, Brad. It's not that hard. It's a great movie. Paul Newman said it's one of the best movies he's ever played in. It's a great movie. And the thing about it is like, if you actually watch it, you'll understand Ryan, Andy, Shaggy, Tom, Scotty, and myself better.
That's what you just have to do. Brad, just do it for us. Do it for us, Brad. Can you do
I
that
said
for
I was going to try again.
Can you do that for us, Brad?
I'm going to give it a third try.
Can you do that for us?
I can't guarantee I'm going to make it through the whole movie. I'm gonna sit down. I'm going to try to watch this damn thing one of these days. I don't know what day, but I'm going to try it. I'm 6.5 minutes in. They're doing the fashion show. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. They're just walking up and down the aisle in suits and using a bunch of words that if I say on here, we'll get shadow banned on YouTube. But
that's how hockey players are, man. That's
how hockey players do fashion shows.
Back in the day, they did.
Oh, okay. I don't know hockey, man.
Yeah, talk to Scott. I mean, he has people that show up at his brewery all the time doing fashion shows.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's actually one of the requirements. That's how we get our, you know, that's how we manage to not go off sides. We able to straddle the line.
Straddle. So,
I want to interject we haven't got to the tinfoil hat segment yet, but thoughts on if we ever run out of ideas for the tinfoil hat, we could always throw in watching a documentary for the weekend there due to the conspiracy theory type setting with the tinfoil hat, Brad. If you have your, you know, want to go that route one week where you run out of content and you want to throw a documentary for the boys to watch and we can kind of do a deep dive for the tinfoil hat, something to think about. That way, yeah, it cut into our movie stuff and we can kind of keep on the same frame with that. Just, you know, there's plenty of good documentaries out there.
What if I only get 6 minutes into that?
2025 is off to a great start, though, so I don't know if we're gonna run out of conspiracy.
Oh my god,
we're off to a great start.
We were talking we're gonna run out of viewers and... before we run out of content.
Yeah,
that's true.
We're almost out of those, Thomas.
Yeah.
So speaking of viewers, let's move away from our movie segment and talk about favorite moments from you guys being on the podcast. It can be personal. It could be a combination of funny stuff. Thomas, I'm going to start with you. The voice of reason. Out of all the episodes that you've been involved with, probably 80%, maybe 90%. What do you think? What is the thing that you remember being the most memorable for you?
I have two, and they're both with Ed. First one was when he went Charlie Chaplin and he was silent, went silent mute movie on us and he had to hold up signs. But the second one was like 2 weeks ago. And I don't even know if he knew he was on camera or not, but Ed was coming in hurt. You know, he was sick. And Brad was getting ready. I think Brad thought we were laughing at him. Brad was doing the conspiracy theory and Ed was blowing his nose. I don't know if he realized he was on film because he kind of moved forward like he thought he was off. And me and Ryan caught each other at the same time and just the facial expressions. And we were, the whole segment, I felt bad because Brad was doing his thing. The whole segment, we were just laughing.
That was a little slice of Kenny gotten in us. It's blowing his nose.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to go to Shaggy. Shaggy's one of our newer ads to the group. And Shaggy's been pretty consistent since he made his debut. Great ad to the podcast, let me just say. Picked up where Chris left off. And Shaggy, since you've been on the podcast, funniest moment, favorite moment, something that sticks with you that, you know, when you think of, I don't really feel like coming on this week, but I come on because X, Y, and Z. Favorite moment.
You freaking set me up here. I'd say my answer was going to be whatever Andy picks, like we do for football. That's what's going to be my pick. I don't remember. I can't remember what I ate for dinner last week. How the fuck we do each week? I just love hanging out with you guys and shooting the shit. I don't fucking have it. I have no short-term memory. I don't remember.
Thanks for checking in, Shaggy.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, funny story. You know, I'm a sidebar here. Shag, did you want, are those the serial killer glasses that you got on? Are those on? You got those on tonight?
No, these are just my regular ones.
Yeah, I didn't know if those were the serial killer ones on it.
It might be, but you know.
Okay.
So I'm gonna hit Scotty next. Scotty, you come on when you can. Part of the crew. bring some great commentary when you come on. I think you do. Favorite moments from being on?
Yeah, well, you know, like you guys usually do the Saturday night, and somehow I still have a life, but
can't swing it. We don't.
Yeah, no. But one of the things when I was thinking about this, it's obvious the conversations are great. It's a lot of fun and all of that. And I actually liked all the tension that was built up before the Phantom joined. And all the calling out of it in the little videos you had at the beginning of the episodes, like you got to bring that level of, showmanship back. I think that would be really, really good. I do love how, though, you haven't included them in any of the prelim stuff where it's the guests and the crew and all of that sort. So you got to keep them out. You got to punish them for that. I love how it's going. I love all kind of the fun stuff with it, the different topics. I love how you're kind of spreading it out with different things that are non. I love the sports and stuff. I love how we kind of go off sports. But
it's become going into year three, very seasonal with us. Like the format is the same week to week. We kind of keep it in those compartments. And then transition to talk about different things due to what's going on seasonal wise, and kind of have that bulk of one or two things that keeps us regular throughout the whole year. So I think it's a good format. It works, flows really well. I think I got to give Ed credit for suggesting Shaggy and especially Brad. It's amazing when you've never met somebody and they come on and it's almost like seamless with like a buddy that you seem to hit it off with that you've never met. As far as I could see Brad hanging out with us back in the day when we were all just doing our thing and we would just collect everybody. Scotty, you remember we would collect a big group. There were at times there was like 10 of us. And everybody's been in and out of the podcast so far. And I think when it really got going and we were constantly doing it, like maybe like around episode 25, my thing was trying to get that Saturday night crew to do this. If you can't do it every week, that's fine, but come when you can and just interject. Maybe if it's stale one week, you just come with somebody's got energy more than somebody else. One week to the next, and it's just fun when everybody's firing on all cylinders, adding giving some chirps here and there to keep the boys laughing, because that's no different than what we used to do. It's just we're not paying a cover charge to get in, so for ice time either, which is the I'm glad you brought that up. Just getting everybody together for the 100th episode, trying to get everybody here is like trying to get everybody to come play hockey on a Saturday night too, and then go out. So it is a chore too, but I'd like to think that the end and what we do justifies, all the work during the week. And I think it's fun just to get together and, have some stories to talk about. Maybe somebody remembers something that we all forgot about and brings it up every now and then. So within the confines of how we can discuss stuff because of opportunity and, Facebook and YouTube being so tough with restrictions on things and the workplace too. So that's my desire for when we retire, we can all be as outlandish as we want to be, but just can't at the moment. So I'm going to kick it to the Phantom. Took a while to get him on. Had the boy on trying to chirp your son of the Phantom and get you chummed in the water to reel in a big fish. So thoughts from being on the podcast. You didn't want to do it. Now I hope you love it. So
now you can't get him to leave.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You're trying to kick me off. You want me to go back to the vignettes?
Before we get into the rebuttal from the Phantom, I just want to tell Scotty sometimes it's tough with those vignettes because we get copyright flagged with some of the material that gets used, which The Wizard of Oz one was great, and then they red flagged us for that one. So boo, 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 YouTube. But go ahead, Brian.
The one that I thought was like hilarious segment, and like at the time when we were talking about it, I didn't think it was gonna, you know, be that much, and I wish he was on today, was the one when Dennis took the note to after watching the wrestling. That shit was fucking funny as hell. Like, I don't know if he knew it was gonna come off the way that it did, but it was pretty damn funny. Which I think that was like the last time he came on, because but at the time I was like, this shit's good. This is what this is all about. I thought it was, you know, he took something that he doesn't really care for, and he made something out of it, which I thought was pretty awesome. My honorable mention was when Brad went to go see Creed, and everybody was cracking the Creed references the whole podcast. I thought that was pretty fucking good too.
So, the youngest member of this group, Bradford, you have the floor. I want you to bring it. Tell us what your greatest moments of the first 100 episodes since you came on.
The vignettes with the Phantom leading up were some of my favorites. There was once, I don't know what episode it was, but he like flashed in the bottom corner, and I saw it, and then it went away, and I thought I was going crazy because nobody said anything. Like, the rest of you knew. Like, I thought we got hacked by China. Like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. But Andy and Tom, everybody else was like, nah, we didn't see nothing. I'm like, no, are you shitting me? Like, it was just there. And like, I think he flashed in a couple more times, and everybody's like, nope, everything's fine. Like, I had to go back and rewatch this to make sure I wasn't losing my mind. Then there's the episode where my internet kept cutting out. Today, I don't know what, I got to go back and find that episode and what number it is. That was, like, you guys knew when it was cutting out. I didn't know, so I just kept talking, like, through the whole thing. And that, like, the times it was cutting out, it wound up being, like, hilarious. Like, when I watched it back, like, I was crying. I was laughing so hard. So that was, like, one of my favorites. Yeah, the vignettes were good. Shaggy's birthday, when he drank, like, a whole bottle of bourbon on there.
Half a bottle.
But it was, like, he started the episode at like a decent volume, and by the end, like the more bourbon went down, like the louder, the higher his volume. And it got to the point he was like, every time he talked, he'd have to lean into the mic.
This chair's uncomfortable. I still do it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's funny. We've had a lot of moments, man. A lot of good times.
Yeah, I can't. What I will say is the group is great because nobody really. Other than Ed being a bitch, he does. Nobody ever takes it too serious. Right, Ed?
Oh, what?
I just threw you a softball. You didn't even run with it.
No, I didn't.
No. Yeah. So,
That's what happens when you have human resource departments, you know.
Yeah, we get it.
Sometimes. You're gonna drop a. You're trying to drop a bunt down. You want me to leg it the second, being on first, and sometimes I just can't because it's all that human resources stuff, you know.
Totally get it. But someday we're gonna sit back and let loose when everybody's retired, and just have at it. We'll go full on Rodney style or whatever your favorite '70s comedian was, and just rip and tell it like it is and. Maybe we'll pop the channel then. So I got to ask the professor. This is a one-off question. Out of all Tom's shitty picks, we usually hit midway with shitty picks and transition into sports. But out of 100 episodes, what do you think your greatest pick was where you called it before it happened and it was epic?
I can't remember past like two episodes ago, so I'm going to go with Notre Dame beating Georgia and making the finals. I predicted they'd make the finals. Now, I didn't get the team they were going to play correct, but I didn't have them winning, so.
Very good, Thomas. That's why, you know, you're the czar of the telestrator, the professor.
Oh, my favorite one is when you pick the Florida Panthers to beat the Bruins.
Gotta be honest.
Speaking of, I don't think you didn't go out on the edge to do that, but You did it nevertheless.
Just real quick on that note, did you see that the Winter Classic is coming to the state of Florida for the first time?
Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's going to be absolutely nuts to see how they maintain that outside in the weather. But
they actually may be doing a second game at South Beach.
Tampa Bay Lightning. Stadium series. So, Ed, keep that one on your radar. Maybe absolutely. You
may have to make a four-hour trek that way. You never know.
Yeah, it'd be something to say you did, right?
No. I have one of my most favorite episodes was when the Bruins lost.
We were watching it live, right?
And it watched overtime. It live happen, and then to see Chris and then Tom's face just drop. Not because I hate the Bruins, just because it was just like
Ed needed a win.
The live reaction of like actually watching, they saw it go down in front of them. You know, that was great. You know,
so something I want to ask the crew as we're like in the midway point of what we do, I'm going to ask the professor if there's anything that you think we should do different that we've never tried before, that's something we could add, or is there something that just keep doing what we're doing? What do you think? Thoughts?
That's a good question. I mean, it's funny. We talk sports and we're all huge hockey fans and we don't really ever talk hockey anymore. We only talk like once a month or so. But other than that, maybe, I don't know, we don't really do much with music anymore. Not that we do records or anything, but maybe like best concert we've been type of thing. Like just throw it in. Doesn't have to be every week because we'd run out of stuff after a while, but like throw it in every once in a while when we're looking for something to talk about.
Yeah. Bradford, what would you suggest from afar that we don't do that we could do really well? We add the wrestling when we can and
that we don't do already.
Yeah.
We have a lot of topics that we cover in an hour. I don't know. I like the format. I like Tom's idea, just like a rando substituted in one day, like Kane said, a tinfoil hat. We're going to talk about the favorite live concert, favorite live performance, you know, I'm down for that.
Yeah. I think one of the things we were always, even before the Phantom came on, I think one of the things that he had mentioned was the movie thing. And not to hop back on the movie thing, it was like I was always trying to find a way to work it in. And then it just got long in the tooth with the emails. And I think that's like one of our biggest ads this past year. I just I wish if we could add one thing to the show would be having a chance to do two things. One, add people to the show every now and then that were noteworthy on social media to help pop the channel. You know, somebody that had a little bit of notoriety that we could get the rub off of. That's one thing I would love to
talk to do. An influencer?
Yeah, just, you know, somebody that we could have on in the panel, not to interview, but have on in the panel to kind of get the rub that they would kind of, you know, take to their channel and help us out. And I think the other thing would be to just get more traction with the channel as far as I don't think we appeal to a younger crowd. I think that's what our problem is. We're not the 20 somethings with the, you know, older gen. And I don't think a lot of people that are our age really go out looking for content like that we kind of give them. So I don't know. I think we're right there, and it's just a matter of finding that niche where we could get some more traction. We have like, I don't know, like 3,500 subscribers. It's just they don't tune in every week. That's the thing that's crazy. But I don't know. Scotty, any thoughts from your perspective?
Well, one of the things I was thinking about is like the expertise of the group, and maybe not so much Brad in this particular area, but being beer league hockey. We know beer league hockey, and it would be kind of fun to kind of tell some beer league hockey stories, or even embrace the emails again. I know it sounds like you went away from them maybe because of the hate, but I loved it when you were embracing the hate of those emails, and you can kind of give it back. But if you kind of throw people in to say, all right, why don't ask your beer league hockey question? You got probably across the group here, we've got over 100+ years of beer league hockey experience. And there might be some fun stories, etiquette, guys sleeping with other guys, wives, all kinds of, who knows, right? You know, all kinds of fun things to talk about. That might be an approach.
It must have been my wife, because I don't know that one.
Oh, hey!
Heidi, call me.
And things that you think we could do different from a perspective, because there's a lot of things that we could do. It's just a lot of them involve capital that we do not have. So thoughts on improvements, Ed?
Well, I think first and foremost, the biggest thing is that with everybody on the panel, we all have human resource departments. And I think that holds back a lot of the comedy here on the podcast. I think that a lot of it is just that, you know, for all of us, look, we all have real jobs. We all have real lives behind, like when we step away from this, and we don't want to jeopardize that. So it really holds back kind of like the sophomoric humor that we have and that type of thing. Things that would, you know, I'd say back in the, you know, in the mid 80s, 90s, and early 2000s would have been perfectly acceptable for us to say that we can't say it now. I think that moving forward, I think that we've had some pretty good guests that we've interviewed. Like, if you think about it, Andy, we've interviewed, you know, Knuckles. Knuckles was a great addition to the family, you know. Knuckles was great. You know, Joe Lyons, also known as DJ Snoyle, that was a great interview for us. Adele was a great, you know, our friend Adele of the show, she was a great interview. I mean, so we've had some really good interviews and that type of thing. I think that part of it is that, you know, maybe we need to actually go after, you know, our demographic a little bit more, and, you know, maybe kind of tighten some things up and kind of, you know, kind of have a 2-minute warning on certain things, because some of the stuff, it gets a little long-winded, a little boring. And some of us on the panel kind of just sit here and kind of like, yeah, we're not really into that. Just being honest, that's all.
Next question is, speaking of the interviews that we've done, who is your favorite interview that we've done in the Ed so far?
I'd have to say the three of them. You know, Adele, such a great, she's really, I'd consider her to be family. You know, Knuckles, as far as, you know, kind of actually living what we all talk about. I mean, we have a very large segment about wrestling, and he actually lived it and did it. And then also, you know, I mean, to bring back somebody that, you know, has really kind of touched a lot of different segments of sports and sports entertainment. And, you know, I mean, and I said this joke when we interviewed him. I was like, all of a sudden he hits me up on Facebook, and you know, I have this kid hits me up, and I'm like, who is this guy? And all of a sudden it's, you know, it's Joe Lyons, but I knew him as Snoyle. I never knew what his first name was when I went to college with him. I mean, you know, all of a sudden he's doing all this great stuff with all these guys in Boston and like worldwide stuff. I mean, so the three of them, I think there's some others. I think I'm doing a tremendous disservice by not mentioning them, but those right there, those are the top three for me.
Yeah. Because Tom was involved with so many of the interviews too, Tom, who's your favorite that we've done?
Well, I have like three that stick out in my mind. One is Roger, because it was our first one. And he's actually gotten pretty big now. I mean, he's played in California and Hollywood a couple of times now with his band, the All Sinners, and they actually opened up for Quiet Riot this past New Year's Eve. And then just the life of like a college athlete. I can't even, I can't think of her first name. Was it Haley?
Kaylee.
And my other one is probably Doug Keating from Cardboard Promotions, because just some of the stories he told about different guys. And you know he has other good stories, but he doesn't want to burn any bridges. So
that's true. That's the takeaway from that too. That I thought that I thought we've done really good with the interviews. I just wish that we could do them more. And I think if I had a little bit more time to jump on stuff during the week, Brad had mentioned about doing a couple of offshoots with different things, and I'd like to. I would love to spend, you know, time doing some mini podcasts to go with the big podcast. And it's just a matter of, it's hard enough to get the guys together for 1 hour on a Saturday night or a Sunday night. But it is in the works. I do have that on the podcast bucket list to do maybe a couple offshoots and definitely more interviews. Anybody that wants to, like, Dennis's son was great, his story was great, whether it's a self-help, whether it's somebody that is a semi-celebrity or used to be a celebrity or a young athlete or somebody that's, you know, just involved with stuff that we talk about, I'd love to have them on and open to you know, interviewing more people with the boys.
Andy, I had thought of something a while back, but it's, you know, it's easy for me to come up with these bright ideas, but all the work falls onto you. Is like when you first started the YouTube channel before you were doing the podcast, it was like you were doing all those wrestling videos and you already had a decent following on the channel before we ever started podcasting. So I always find that like when we do the wrestling stuff is when we get the highest ratings, because I think most of the subscribers are the wrestling fans that were watching the wrestling videos that you were posting. And the thing that I always kind of thought was like, even if we only do the podcast for an hour or an hour and a half, like we were doing for a while there, where we started getting a little bit long, like if we could almost like say for like the first half an hour, say we're doing wrestling and you could cut it. And then when you put out the video, you put that video out on like a Tuesday as like just like 1973 and just have it be 20 minutes long and only be about wrestling. And then when we do the football, and then it's like, you know, say like, for instance, like if Ed's not watching hockey and he doesn't mean if he's not doing the wrestling, he doesn't want to do the wrestling. He could pop on like when we do the football. And then if we wanted to talk, you know, if we're talking hockey and Brad wants to pop out of it, but we film it all at the same time and we just release it into like three different, you know, one show, but you just cut it to, and then you can release it as, instead of saying, so you're not hitting your niche audience of like, say somebody that really, really loves wrestling and loves our wrestling takes. They might not want to sit through us talking about movies if they're only there for the wrestling. Like that's the only, I mean, I guess it takes away from the whole picture of the show. But as far as like getting views and stuff like that, it would be like if you just posted a movie review and all you did is write Shawshank Redemption review as the title, then anybody that looks that up would hit that. Anybody that wants to hear about what happened on the pay-per-view was like, they're just going to get just that part of it.
Yeah.
But like I said, that's all work on your end, not on my end. So it's like, I get some big ideas. But
I've been trying to do a lot of stuff with the editing. It's just that once again, time and money come into play with that. And just to edit that one episode each week takes some time.
Yeah, I figured.
To add the intro, to add any of the little things that we do, to add the banners, to add the drop in to buy a t-shirt. it's kind of time consuming. So to break it up into segments would be really tough.
Yeah.
So I'll have to put that on the retirement bucket list for things to do. But I wish that, you know, I just don't understand the algorithm. I really, really don't. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't understand how people can watch stuff and not get flagged. And then we watch some old Georgia and it pops up as a copyright. It just, I don't know how they get around it. That's one of my that's one of my gripes, because we could go back and watch any clips. It doesn't have to be wrestling. We could do deep dives into, you know, 15 minutes of this or 15 minutes of that, or music videos. So imagine going back and doing like a Beavis and Butthead type of thing on a, you know, on an old music video you've never seen before and just kind of picking it apart. So it's tough. And even like with the music videos, you need the music, right? So they're going to red flag you on the copyright for using the music. So it's tough. It's tough. So if anybody knows a way around that, let me know and we'll go from there. So let's talk one of the favorite segments that I think is great, that it kind of gives a more intellectual view to the show. And it's Tom's favorite segment, the tinfoil hat. Bradford, I'm going to ask you, you have the floor. What is your favorite tinfoil hat that we've done so far?
Oh, damn. The last 6 months, there's been so many. I feel like every week I have a new favorite because I get so hyped up for them. I really enjoyed the Beyonce one I did the other day. I went like really deep into that one because there's so much stuff out there. And like what I gave y'all was like not even close to like this, the tip of the iceberg, not even. Like there's so much more shit out there for Beyonce and that Jay-Z conspiracy. But I guess like ever since I was a kid, I've always had like this fascination with aliens, extraterrestrial, UFO sightings. And this year is really ramped up, of course, with the drones in Jersey and everything that have conveniently been forgot about now with all the LA fires. But anyway, all the alien stuff this year, man, because that was just like little 10-year-old me in the library at school checking out UFO books in the back corner of the library. You know, that all that to come to fruition in the, you know, oh, sorry, Ed. I don't mean to bore you.
It's not your fire, bro. Old.
But just all the alien shit, man, because it was a fun year. Government admitting, you know, aliens, and Mexico showing alien mummies and drones over New Jersey. It's been wild. The Miami Mall aliens, I'm still waiting for the police footage on that one. Release the footage, damn it.
Scotty, favorite conspiracy theory we've talked about this year on the show?
I'm just typing Mexico Mall aliens. I missed that episode.
No, Miami Mall aliens.
Miami.
Mexico went to Congress and some dude's like, hey, I got these little mummified aliens. They're right here. And like everybody just kind of like didn't care. It was weird.
Yeah,
honestly, you know, the Gulf of America, baby.
No, the Gulf of Buc-ee's. Yeah. Been renamed.
Honestly, they are always entertaining. Always entertaining. I don't have a favorite because they're all just as equally crazy.
Oh, the ultimate salesman right there, Scotty.
What's that?
To the ultimate salesman right there, baby.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're interesting. And there's some of them where, you know, anytime the ultimate salesman. Anybody says a conspiracy theory, I immediately go tinfoil hat. You know, I've worked all these years in mental health, right? I have had really psychotic people telling me all these crazy things. But some of the stuff that Brad has shared is like, I kind of go, all right, I'm going to look that up. I'm going to see what they're saying there. So, you know, half of it is, yes, Brad, we should be giving you a shot and a special jacket with really long sleeves. But then, hey, you never know. There might be something to it.
So, Shaggy, when we talk conspiracy theory, what pops out in your mind?
For I was just saying, like you already mentioned, but the Beyonce one, I love that one. Like it was definitely like the tip of the iceberg, but that could went off the rails at any moment with the way we were going down that train.
I know that the Phantom has a love for documentaries, and you know, I'm sure he enjoys the tinfoil hat like I do. So, Phantom, what's your favorite conspiracy theory that the Brad has brought forward?
I like the Hollywood stuff, the Black Dahlia stuff. That's my favorite. It's more of my interest more than like the alien stuff, but that's definitely my favorite. We start getting into the underbelly of Hollywood, which is ever growing. I just so recently saw a thing. They were saying that the thing with the fire is to like burn all the evidence for all these people that are all going to get screwed. So,
Ed, I want to ask you, for a guy that I didn't know was very interested in the conspiracy theory side of stuff, you seem to enjoy it also. What's your favorite?
Well, first and foremost, Brad, I'm very sorry. I humbly ask for your forgiveness. I was not being bored. Brad and I worked together. Brad and I talked about conspiracies all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. If we weren't talking about football, baseball, you know, hockey. We were talking about there was no hockey talk. We were talking about this. And you know, he touched on a certain tidbit of information that really caught my attention was the 9/11 one, where he said that the Pentagon lost all that money and they couldn't find it the day before, and all of a sudden 9/11 happened the day after. That was the one that I found the most interesting.
I'm going to ask the man that is the yin to the conspiracy yang, the professor. He was a naysayer in the beginning. He had the Hershey Kiss hat on. Thomas, your favorite conspiracy theory and thoughts on the segment. Take it away, Thomas.
Well, I got to give Brad credit, because I think probably 85% of our views are fellow conspiracy theorists that watch it just to see what he says. But my CTE kicks in a little bit, but I can't remember all of them. But I would say any of the alien stuff is stuff I get into.
So I got to ask Brad, because this is kind of my diatribe on this little segment. How many times during the course of the week do I share stuff that I come across with you?
5 to 10 times a day.
So
we're and on I the watch same- every one of them, every one of them, because that's. Nothing is more entertaining than like a new conspiracy or a new angle on an existing. So,
right. And it's like, I share them because I feel like if I don't share them, they're going to take it down. Like, yeah. You don't know if you came across gold and you're like, let me share this with a guy that I know will love this. And, you know, the conspiracy, the tinfoil hat for me is something that, it takes all the silliness out, and for that 10 minutes that we talk about it, everybody's either dialed in or they're listening to what you have to say. And your presentation, when you get the, you know, the green screen out and you got your slides and everything, it brings some kind of validity to the show. Kind of like, you know, when on the old like Florida wrestling, there'd be all this blood and guts, but at the end, there'd be a 60-minute heavyweight title match between Dory Funk and Holly Race, you know, kind of bring everybody together for 60 minutes. So bravo to you, Brad, for doing that. And if you do have anything that you'd like to change about the tinfoil hat segment, or do you think it's pretty much spot on with how we do it, just let you have at it and let everybody kind of give you their two cents on it.
No, I like the format. I mean, I actually, yeah, if it's one I particularly enjoy, I'll do the research. Sometimes I get lazy and I'll just like ask an AI search bot what they feel. And sometimes that will generate a conspiracy on its own.
Brad, because don't let anyone behind the curtain, man. It's too early in the show to do that.
No, well, because the AI bots can only answer in one way, because that's their programming. Or it'll tell you like when I did Catcher in the Rye, and I asked for similar books, and it gave me Mein Kampf. I was like, what the fuck? So it's weird, man. So I like the format, man. I do my homework. I try to come prepared. I don't want to come up here and embarrass the show with, you know, some half-assed conspiracy. So I'll do very limited research. And then The rest of you can research the, you know, if you, you know.
The two things that is great is Brad will go into it, do all this research, give a nice presentation, and I'm always watching Tom to see if he's a buyer, or if he's buying or if he's selling. That's the first thing I'm always looking for. And then a couple of times you threw it out to the panel, and then Andy hijacked it and started talking about Antarctica or something totally different that from the whole presentation, and we never even talk about what you brought up.
Yeah, great pinfall hat segment. great segment, Brad. Let me ask you this. I like pause and look away.
Did you see those drones?
That's when you know you're getting close, Brad.
In the seawall.
Because when Brad's giving the presentation, I'm getting bombarded with the Rolodex of stuff I want to talk about. It's just going, and I'm just waiting for him to stop, and I'm like, yeah, but.
Hey, Brad, you know there's another funny one, too? The time that Ray was on, and he started talking about Kennedy's assassination.
Yeah.
But not John F. Kennedy, his brother. And yeah. It was like, oh, I got to look into that. So it was like fresh in my mind. I like that history stuff. So I start watching documentaries on it. Then the following week comes, I'm like, oh, Brad's going to bring it this week. And then he went to totally something different. I'm like, I watched that shit for fucking nothing.
Yeah. Bro, because like Andy said, what if we run out of topics? Like I have a running like mental list of stuff I want to talk about.
Don't worry.
The Kennedys are on there. The Kennedys are on there, but everybody knows the Kennedy stuff, so like it's hard to get back into that because it's so well known. Like I like to hit on some of the lesser known, you know, conspiracies and kind of bring new shit up to, you know, to the surface that people haven't looked at yet.
Want to see me hijack this spot right now? So the conspiracy is that Hulk Hogan got booed because Jesse was bashing him about the union. And that's why after Saturday night's main event, Hogan got booed the very next time they saw him. Brad, what do you think?
Hogan got booed, one, because he went on a Trump rally and supported the MAGA movement. The first episode of Raw was in California with a bunch of liberals. Of course they booed him. And because he's freaking racist, man. Like, so there was a whole movement of that. But also, all the guest we got to talk about that Raw, by the way, next episode. But all the guest appearances came out and thanked fans, promoted the business. Even The Rock did his ass-kissing bit. Hulk Hogan came out and goes, hey, Hulkamaniacs, buy my beer, brother. Yeah. And so people were like, nah, fuck you, boo. So he went straight to market in his own shit.
And what people were saying was they – Stone Cold's had his own beer for years, and they haven't bought into that, but they buy into the Hulkamania beer.
Yeah.
Crazy.
The one I thought you were going to bring up, Andy, was Brad's election one that Scotty was on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a good one.
Scotty and Brad had a little bit of back and forth, and now we fast forward not even 2 months later. And Scotty might be part of the union.
That's what I said. I'll be back.
He's a changed man. He's a changed man.
When you were voting, you were really voting.
I mean, you can't put it any clearer than that, Scott. No egg on the face. We're not saying you had egg on your face, but you know, let's just say hypothetically. You know Canada. If you're a hockey fan, you know how Canada is broken up. It's broken up into provinces. They're like states. I don't want to see if they ever did absorb Canada. I would like to see them just add the provinces in as states. And just, let's just say, rather than it being just one big state, to add those in. Thoughts?
Do we give Quebec to France?
Yeah. Yeah, Quebec is the Texas of Canada. Always wanted to go out in there. Yeah. No, that news is pissed off. You know, Canada is a very polite. Everybody, we get painted with a very polite, proper people were pissed the fuck off when he was saying that shit. They're like, oh, really? Really? You know, why not? We don't want your school shootings. We don't want your horrible healthcare. We want like all these things. You know, it's absolutely insane. You want to look at something is like, you know, and I might have said this on another one, like the school shootings in the US versus there's been like two in 25 years in Canada. There's like 200 already this year in the US. And it's like we share the same land, but there's this border and a, you know, a philosophy, and don't want to get too heavy there. But yeah, so Canadians are pissed the fuck off. They're going to, they almost dropped their beer.
Thomas, you care to add anything to this tinfoil hat segment?
Just to go off of what Scotty said, Kelly and I are trying to get our passports so we can get up there before Canada bans us from going up there.
We're building a wall.
Draw the line. You cannot cross this line.
And U.S. is going to pay for it.
So I guess we'll start wrapping up this best of episode. And Ed, I'm going to start with you. You've been here since the first episode. And just what do you want to give for a shout out going forward?
I'd like to say it's good to see all you boys pretty much every week. It's nice to see you guys, you know, that we started this to see each other, and we've been very successful at that. And it's always good to see you. You know, I'm glad that you know, that I could bring Brad and Shaggy into this, and I know that, you know, Andy, Scotty, Ryan, and Tom, you guys know Shaggy, but Andy, when you said this, I was like, you know something, Brad's perfect for this. And, you know, like you said earlier, like he fit in seamlessly. And it's just nice to see you guys every single week. You know, it means a lot. And especially being 1,500 miles away, it means a lot. So it's good to see you boys.
Scotty, I'm going to kick it to you.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on to a little bit what Eddie said, you know, being 1,000 kilometers away. You know, it is great to see it. And honestly, in kudos to all of you. You do the heavy lifting. I popped in on, I don't know how many episodes now, but a handful. And, you know, I do love watching you. I am one of your 6 fans. And no, you got more than that. You got more than that.
You and Darren. And,
but, yeah.
You can't even get Darren to come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and I gotta go back to a few. I don't know what happened to Chris. Is he gone for good? Like, is that a, you kill him off like Dallas or something?
He's Shaggy is actually a stunt double.
I can start cooking.
The whole thing with Chris.
I can see the resemblance. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Shaggy, I'm gonna kick it to you after that.
Well, first off, I want to thank you guys for having me on these times I've been on here. It's been great. It's great seeing you guys. Like Eddie said, like, we're so far away from each other now. Even, you know, I'm only like 2 hours from you guys. But getting a chance to see you guys each week has been awesome. So that's the first thing right there. Shout-out-wise, today's my dad's birthday. I want to say shout-out to my dad. Happy birthday. Love you. Probably give it to my brother, too, because it's 2 days from now. So happy birthday to my brother, Kevin, fan of the show. So happy birthday, Kev. Love you, too.
Don't hit him with a lunchbox, Shaggy.
No, hey, he fam. Hit me. Fuck him. Knock my ass out.
Big fan. Big
CTE.
I'm going to kick this one to the Phantom. He looks like he's got something in the queue. Phantom, you have the floor.
Now, all the love goes without saying. It's nice to actually see the smiles to all the text messaging that goes batting around. But I'm here to talk business. Tom, did I win this fucking football thing?
I was going to be part of my thing. No, Andy and his cohort won.
Ah, this shit's rigged. Next week, Brad, conspiracy theory.
Not only does she score goals, but she gets her father a championship.
Damn.
Head of the table, right. Motherfuckers.
The OTC. Hey,
I'm shouting out Kennedy.
Sell this.
Way to go, kid.
Sell that.
Thomas, you were
if Andy just won this thing, I don't think we should do the football picks no more. I'm ready to bury it.
No, I think you lost all your cred.
Listen, I can't win a fantasy hockey pool, but I can freaking win a football pool without not watching one game. No, hand to God, I did not watch one freaking game this year, last year, the last since Rich Gannon was with the Raiders. That's the last time I watched the NFL.
Be honest, now you didn't make one pick either. It was either your mother or it was. Your daughter.
Your mother.
You're calling out my mother.
Your mother.
That's one of our views right there.
Jeez, out of everybody on this panel that would call out my mother, you would be my last person I would ever pick. That Tom said, your mother. Wait till I see my mother. The gloves
came off, baby.
She said, your mama. Fuck you. She sent you a Christmas card, you ass.
If I knew she was one of her fans, I wouldn't be swearing so much.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Bradford, I want you to bring this 100th episode home as only you can.
First of all, I didn't get a Christmas card, Mama AC, so kind of mad at that.
She always asks me, when she watches the show, she goes, who is that guy? I'm like, which one, Ma? We had like six guys on this week. The one there, that one there. I'm like, who are you talking about?
She goes, the crazy one.
The one that looks old.
I'm like, I sent one. It got returned to sender, and it said they don't go down that far south. So
you had to put another stamp on it.
And then only. Hey, Tommy, I got yours. Came this week, finally.
Yeah, go ahead, Brad. No, the podcast is fun. I mean, I'm sitting here wearing my 1973 T-shirt. I got a hat from Dennis, signed by his nephew. Lucas got one that he wears, you know, almost every other day. I got a book, you know, that Andy wrote. I got Knuckles' book. I got, you know, a comic book over here autographed by my friend Jason, who comments on our Facebook. He watches the show from time to time, and he crowdfunded his own comic book. So it's about just sitting with the boys, chilling with the boys, you know, supporting each other, supporting other people that, you know, tune in and stuff like that. So I just like how, you know, connected that, you know, everybody is. And I don't know, man, just like we did 100 episodes, let's do 100 more. Keep it going.
That's it. So I already told these guys it's back to business next week. We got a shitload of stuff to talk about. We're going to get heavy into the road to WrestleMania. I know everybody loves that. We're going to talk Hall of Famers coming up. We're going to talk, hopefully get Knuckles back on after Royal Rumble and get back to business. And no more best subs until we hit 200. So from here on to 200, start recording, get that CTE cleared up, and we're going to get rolling back to basics. So from our house to your fucking house, that's 100 episodes with the boys. So we're going to catch you in another 100.